Yep.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she woke up and saw a woman in a flowing white dress coming towards her, but she wasn't walking. She was floating. Who was she?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. We would love to hear them. Of course, if you want to access all of our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, you can get all that through our website, ghostpodcast.com, patreon.com/realghoststories, or directly through Apple Podcasts. You can even try it for free and start binging away and all of the extras ad-free there right now. Tony and Carol Hughes with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
Well, Tony, it's a big day in my state because this is the day after the Super Bowl and everybody is like insanely happy.
Yes. Yes, it is indeed a day of celebration for Kansas City. What people need to realize, though, too, because I realized the thing until I lived in that part of the country, is that Kansas City is in Missouri, but there is part of Kansas City in Kansas, too. The stadium, though, is in Missouri, isn't it?
The stadium's in Missouri, yeah. Okay, team is based out of Missouri.
Yes.
But it's like this, where I live, it is Chiefs fans. Like, it is
completely city. Yep.
You know, and so they're so excited. I thought it was a really fun game to watch. Like, I enjoy watching football. I don't own a Kansas City Chiefs shirt, so it's not like I am invested enough to spend money on a t-shirt or a hat.
Yeah.
But I enjoy watching it. I enjoyed watching the game.
Yeah.
I thought, what do you think about Usher?
I like Usher. He's actually one of my favorite artists. I thought that was a very underwhelming halftime show.
I was impressed by the roller skating part.
That was like, cool. Yeah, that was neat. Roller skates. I thought the cameos were cool. But I don't know. I've seen much better halftime shows than that, quite honestly. And honestly, it's hard, I think, to do a high energy halftime show when a majority of your music library are slow jams.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Granted, yeah, he has some that are very big party anthems, but that's not a majority of his library. When they did Yeah, that was cool. But there's only so many songs he had that are like that were ever hits. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I mean, was the performance fine? Yeah. I don't blame him. I mean, towards the end, he looked like he was almost completely out of energy to keep going, I thought.
He was soaking wet. Like, he was so sweaty.
And I get it. You know, that's not easy to do what he just did. And you got to be in super good shape. And he is in super good shape. But I don't know. I don't know. I felt underwhelmed by it. And maybe I'm being too critical. But
my friend and I were like, it was good.
It was good. But it wasn't as good as some. It wasn't as good as some recent ones.
Yeah. I think everything compares to Prince. Or I thought the Lady Gaga, when she did it, I thought she did a great job.
I think the best in recent memory was Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, and
I did enjoy that.
When they did that one. That was a pretty cool halftime show. Was it bad? No. I've seen far worse, honestly, than that were more underwhelming. The thing was plagued with sound problems from moment one. And I was like, what's going on with this? Like, we're Super Bowl halftime show and we're like missing all of the highs on this, and the background and the backup vocals aren't transmitting to television. Seriously? Like, who fucked up that part? Or who didn't pot up the right thing on the mixing board to make this sound correct on TV? And why is nobody noticing this for majority of the show? Like, I thought, like, okay, well, they'll pot this up. They'll fix this. No. Like, it was off the whole show, all the backing vocals you could barely hear on television. You were literally picking them up through the mics at the stadium, which that should have been fed directly to TV because it's going to the speakers at the stadium. And that's what you'd want on television as well. So you can actually hear it, not just what maybe be getting picked up on random mics around the stage. So, yeah, that's my thoughts.
To me, like, they can't even really set up proper sound. You know, most of that has to be pre-recorded.
Sure.
I can't even imagine he's singing a lot of it.
Well, you could tell when he was, honestly.
Yeah. He's singing some of it, but that's about all the sound you can put in place. Yeah. You can't put a whole sound system up in the middle of a football game. Just can't.
I just thought it could have been, it has been done better. It was not, there was something off about it. So
I kind of felt like there was a little too much going on with it. There was so many people out there. I'm like, I'm even having a hard time figuring out what I'm looking at exactly.
Yeah.
But I did. I thought it was good. The one thing that I always like are the commercials. And because I was a copywriter for years and years and years during my time in radio, and I found the
completely underwhelming.
There wasn't one that I was like, that's the one. That's the best one of the day. And I didn't feel that about any of them.
I was underwhelmed by the whole thing. I mean, the game was good. The game was a good game. But the reasons, I guess, you would have traditionally used to watch the Super Bowl if you didn't give a shit about the game really weren't there this year.
They weren't there in this one.
So,
no.
Yeah. Anyway, 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Let's go to a caller and hear Ghost Story.
Veronica again, from Mississippi. So I have another story, but it happened to me. And, I just noticed it's always happened. Like something always happens. Not always. I'm lying. Something creepy on occasion happens when me and my family are visiting other family members. Anyway, this time, me and my children went to visit my aunt in Pomona, California. And, well, she's lived at that house forever and a day. I can't even remember when they moved in, but I was a child. And, so I grew up going there, you know, when we used to live in California, we would go up there, and I'd never experienced anything while I was there when I was a kid, but my brother supposedly said he had. He said he'd seen a little girl bouncing a red ball, and she'd ask him to go and play. And so I was always kind of like, oh my gosh, am I going to see this thing? I don't want to see it. Let me just sleep through the night. Please, please, please. So anyway, I never saw anything there. But as a grown up, a few years ago, I'm going to say 6 years ago, 6 years ago, we had gone to visit my aunt, and we flew out there from Mississippi. And anyway, it's always the living room too. Like we were sleeping in the living room, my kids and their cousins. I guess I was babysitting them. So I did chill in the living room. I was on the couch and all these kids were like sleeping on mattresses in front of the TV. And they had like this really big screen TV. And I had set a Peter Pan movie or something like that. And put up a timer on it like I always do, so it could shut off by itself, because I knew I was going to fall asleep before they did, you know, because I'm old and all. Anyway, so eventually I fell asleep, and I want to say it was like on a Sunday, because one of my cousins, he woke up early, like 5 or something, to get ready for work, and he only cuts the light on in the kitchen, and the kitchen like sits right behind the living room, and there's only like this bar area wall, I guess, that separates the kitchen from the living room, so you can see through, you know, this little bar area. Anyway, so the light wasn't like really crazy bright or anything, so I woke up because he was making noise, and he had pulled out a table from the, you know, the dining area. He pulled a chair out and he was sitting there eating his cereal or something. And I woke up and I was like, hey, you're headed to work. He's like, yeah, go back to sleep. I'll cut the lights off soon. And I was like, okay. So I started fiddling with my phone, getting on Instagram or whatever I was doing. And then, you know, he makes a joke. He's like, that's not gonna work for you to go back to sleep. And I was like, oh, it'll be all right. So I cut the phone off and I set it to the side. And I did. I went back to sleep. It felt like a little later. I mean, it didn't even feel like very long. 5 minutes or so. But it had to have been longer. Anyway, I hear the chair move again, right? Like, oh, he, and I'm in my head, I'm thinking, well, he's pushing the chair back in, or it's my aunt pulling the chair out or something. She's been drinking her coffee like she usually does in the mornings. And I'm just like, okay, maybe it's somebody getting some breakfast or something really early in the morning. So I was laying on the couch facing up at the, I was looking at the ceiling, or that's how I was, I don't know how I was positioned. The thing is, there's a, they had built an extra bedroom. The bedroom door is like right next to the TV, if you can kind of imagine, I guess. And that door started opening. And like when you're inside the room, you open it, you pull the door towards you. So of course, you know, when I'm outside in the living room, so the door was going inward, right? It cracked a little, like somebody was about to open the door. And then I saw like this woman with a flowy white dress, long dark hair, and I could see her facial features. And I was just kind of like wondering, you know, huh, you know, like, who's this lady? She knew, like, did she get here when I was asleep or something? I don't know who this woman is, right? So I'm just like, what's going on? And so she's, and oh my God. So she's drifting towards me. And she wasn't walking. You know, you can tell when somebody's walking with, you know, the way that their head bobs, I guess. I don't know. But this woman was not bobbing or just moving in the way that you do when you walk. She was just flowing towards me. And I was like, oh, no. And then her face started contorting into one that she's displeasure. She does not, like I felt like maybe she's mad at me because I'm laying here still. I mean, I was just like, I mean, it's almost time to get up or something, you know? Like, I'm going to get up soon. I don't know who you are, but, like, you need to leave me alone. Leave me alone. Leave me alone, you know? And so, I don't know. It was kind of like a dream. It wasn't sleep paralysis. It wasn't like I was kind of, like, asleep and awake in, like, that weird state, you know? And the next thing you know, I'm just like, I fell back asleep. And then I woke up in the morning and I told my aunt about it. And she's like, well, that's a first. I haven't had that happen before. Like, nobody's ever told me about a lady coming through or anything like that. She's like, you know, your brother saw this little girl. And then, you know, my cousin, the one that I talked to in the morning, he said he'd seen that little girl. And I was just like, well, that's weird. You know, like, if you've never seen or heard anything, anybody say this woman's here or anything like that, that was kind of weird. I mean, what does that mean? And that's my story. I mean, it wasn't crazy, creepy, or, I mean, I guess it was a little creepy because I didn't know who this woman was. But, I mean, it could have been a dream. I don't know. Nobody touched me this time, though, but it did kind of creep me out, so... That's the end of that story. Thank you for playing one previously before. I was so excited about that one. I called about thanking you for that. I don't take care. Thanks for listening. I love this podcast, and I appreciate it so much. It makes me feel less crazy. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing that story with us. What's your thoughts on that?
I think it's interesting that, you know, she saw this, which gives me something to be scared about in the middle of the night, because I think that would freak me out if I woke up and saw a woman in a white flowy dress who was floating. I don't think that would make me happy at all.
Yeah.
But I think it's interesting that the aunt was like, oh, nobody's ever seen that here before. There's a little girl, but there's no white woman in a flowy dress. I don't think we always know who's there. You know, they're not going to just show, you know, it's like we know every spirit that's in this house.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we know that sort of thing. So,
yeah,
was she sleeping? Maybe she was. Maybe she had a very vivid, vivid dream.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also that, you know, the difference, you know, when you're having a sleep paralysis situation, but then there's also, you know, when you're awake.
Yeah, you do. And you do. And it's one of those where she probably walked away from going, you know. Maybe this this is what that was. It's a spooky one, without a doubt. Thank you for sharing that story with us. If you like the podcast, you can become a supporter. Sign up to get bonus episodes, advanced episodes, everything ad-free at Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or directly on the website at ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.